Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Questionnaires with Friends. On the line, we have everyone's favorite Aussie, Melt My Happiness. Woo! Welcome, Melt!
Hello, thank you.
So, the questionnaire that Miss Melty and I are going to be doing is the Tinkly Questionnaire.
Mm-hmm. Take 2, attempt at this.
All right, I'm putting on my glasses, as you can see.
Ooh,
very
yes,
official.
I'm serious.
Well, otherwise I can't fucking see. All right, I'm gonna ask you first. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and what do you wish there were more of?
I think I need to stop saying this because now I feel like it's getting used against me, and a lot of people are just throwing this at me, which it's okay. Whenever there is a good girl tag.
Yeah, girl!
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I don't even think I look at the other tags. I'm just like, click.
I respect it.
And it always can be more. But I'm usually drawn to, like, the gentle MDOM stuff.
Okay.
Good girl. There's an accent tag in there, I might click on it. You never know.
Maybe, if you feel like it. Maybe one day.
Yeah. I just feel like there should be more from the men. There's not enough.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really true. Not shockingly, I agree with you on everything, Australian Penny. Shocking! Shocking!
Maybe we can just answer each question and like for each other because we both know the answers.
Actually, let's do that. All right. Number 2. Do you listen to audio?
Hang on, you didn't answer. I actually want to hear your answer.
No, but I was serious when I said that's literally all I want. All I want is more, I was going to say handsome, but more accents saying, good girl.
Ugh.
Creepy.
Even you saying it, I'm like,
good girl. No, that sounded really creepy and funny. I'm out. This is why I don't record audio. No.
The one. Drop the mic.
Yeah, I've retired. That was the pinnacle of my acting career. Genuinely, yeah, I like that. And I like narrative ones. Whenever I see narrative,
yeah.
Narration,
I
love
I
it.
I like that too.
Historical. Historical ones are so fun. I love them. And so, yeah, that's kind of... And yeah, I do wish there were more men. I do. Because
me
it's
too.
Always like...
And I wish that there were longer, more immersive audio. I
yes,
like that.
With sound effects. I love sound effects so much.
You and sound effects.
I do. Every script I do, I'm like, unnecessary sound effect. Unnecessary sound effect. And everyone's like, can I do this script but with no sound effects? And I'm like, if you must. Yes. Yes.
What sound effects? You do like a belt buckle.
My eyes just were like, boom, yeah. I just got hearts for eyes.
Just, like, requires accent to fill this script. Good girl. Belt buckle sound. Good girl. Belt buckle sound. Just, ooh, that's a good idea. A series of that.
A series of belt buckling, zippers undoing, and good girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's writing itself, Melty. It's writing itself. Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons? You know, to help with your thesis? Or do you use them for sexy cauldron-stirring activity? Holy shit! This is the best euphemism I have ever heard of. If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? I was like, when we picked this questionnaire, I don't really remember reading this one. Go on. And now I kind of wish we weren't on video chat.
I'm trying to think of how I can work the tag cauldron stirring.
I think I'm just going to put everything cauldron stirring.
Can't talk cauldron stirring. I mean, intellectual, of course. I'm all about the sexual intellect.
What does that even mean?
I'm still stuck on cauldron stirring.
I know, I haven't moved past it either. Mr. Tinkles, you're the best. You're the best narwhal of Wall Street. This is the best euphemism I've ever heard. Because the other term was wand polishing for men. Like, that's brilliant.
Was what?
Wand polishing.
Oh.
And cauldron stirring. Like, this is brilliant.
Okay. I need to stop reading the questions and just think about...
No, don't look at the question. You're cheating. Look away.
Oh. Sorry. Ooh.
Meek eye contact with me. Actually, don't. Not when you answer this question.
I'm about to talk about cauldron.
Yeah, no, don't talk about cauldron stirring and look me in the eye.
You can see it if I'm like, look into my eyes.
No, I was like, look over my shoulder. Don't actually look at me when you answer this question. And please don't be graphic in detail. All the guys are like, shut up, Penny. Go on, Melty. Go on.
Oh, God. Yeah, this was a great idea to do a video chat about sex.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I do find myself, if I'm listening to certain audios, getting a little tetchy.
Tetchy. Okay. Tell people at home what tetchy means in Australian.
I don't even know if this is a thing in Australia or if it's just me, because if you actually Google tetchy, it comes up like irritable.
Oh.
And that's not what I mean when I, tetchy for me means like you're a little hot and bothered, a little hot under the collar.
What?
Sounded like hot under the collar.
Hot under the collar.
Sounds like euphemism. A cauldron stirring.
Hot under the cauldron? Heck yeah. How perfect is that? Done. Change approved. We've just made a new one.
Add it to Wikipedia. Excellent.
We're getting
alert, Urban Dictionary. Penny has a new... I don't even know. It's very early and I haven't had enough coffee.
Well, it's very early in the stages of creation, so...
Mm. It's going well. What about you, my love?
Yeah, 100%. All about the cauldron stirring, the GWA men in my ear. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not a visual person, so auditory is like my...
Neither.
It's just...
Neither.
My imagination
is
better.
Because all I do is talk about bearded men, so you'd think I'd be really visual, but...
Me too.
Isn't that odd?
How strange. How bizarre we are. It's almost like we're the same person.
Well, you did kind of mention yesterday that you were every performer on GWA.
I am.
I'm mind blown.
But actually, no, how there's proof that I'm not.
Actually melts. She's throwing everyone off with that terrible story.
I was just going to say, no, how it's proof that I'm not, because this is my Australian accent, then, mate, I hope you really like it, mate. I'm trying really hard to sound like Crocodile Dundee. You think that's a knife? This is a knife. I know. Well, you still
my friend. Still sound like that Simpsons episode, which is how every...
I see you played Knifey Spoony before. Will you still be my friend, please?
Literally the first thing I did when I got to the States was check to see if the toilet flushed the other way.
You didn't! Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
Do they?
But then I realised I hadn't checked it in Australia, so I hadn't...
Well, then when you got back to Australia, as you say, did you...
How do you think I say Australia?
No, I was saying, because you know how people write Australia?
Oh, Australia, yeah.
The Australia. Okay, I can't do it. This is horrendous. Anyway, number three. If you could time travel to any point in history for sexy times, when/where would you go, and who would you have wild sexual escapades with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you, if you're so inclined.
Gee, I wonder who I'm going to take.
You could bring me, and I'll bring the video camera. For evidence! Evidence that you banged someone from history, I don't know. I was going to be like, Penny's a fucking perv. Peeping Tom, Penny.
This one's hard. This is hard. I found this question hard. I've always wanted to go back to, like, the 1920s during Prohibition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I don't know who I want to hang out with.
No, not hang out with. Have wild sexual escapades with.
So I need someone to stir my cauldron.
You need, no, cauldron stirring you do by yourself.
someone to put their wand in my cauldron.
I was going to say, you need a wand in your cauldron. This is so filthy. As I said it, I cringe. I'm like, fuck, I hope my neighbors can't hear me saying this shit. I'll be like, stay away from that girl. She's a creep.
I actually did keep my doors closed because I was very aware after we spoke the other day that I had, like, my entire house open. And then I heard my neighbors next door and I was like, yep.
They heard everything. Yeah.
I can't remember what we spoke about.
Filthy things.
Either that or I want to go to, like, the 70s and hang out with...
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. David Bowie.
Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Bon Scott. That would be hilarious. You know who that is?
Yeah, I'm totally hip. I know these things. Who the fuck is Bon Scott?
He's the lead singer of AC/DC before he died.
Oh, yeah, no. But AC/DC? David Bowie?
I do not want to bang Bon Scott. Dear God, no. I thought it was an interesting choice.
Yeah. I did just Google it. I did Google it. I'm a little concerned.
See, no, I don't even know. This is because I don't actually want to have sex with any of those.
You wouldn't want to have sex with David Bowie?
Fuck off.
Jim Morrison? Fuck off.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I want to bang Jim Morrison.
That was my answer. You can't take my answer. Damn it. Okay.
Hang on. No, I can do this. 70s. Wait.
It doesn't have to be 70s.
Oh.
You go back and bang Hemingway if you really want. He seems like a guy with a lot of stories. I'd bang Hemingway too.
Of course you would.
Yeah, of course.
Once again, we have the same answer. There's like 70 billion people we can pick from, and we're like
Hemingway and Jim Morrison. All right, moving on. We're gonna bang those guys. We've established that. What's your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet?
Sex on a plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Yep.
Oh no!
Your sexual fantasy sucks.
No, I mean not great in terms of the bathrooms are so small.
Yeah, I don't know if it's even that, but I kind of like the idea of like just being sat next to someone and doing sexy times.
Oh, yeah. I've
done that. Really?
I have, yeah. I recommend it. 10 out of 10, would do again.
This has been endorsed by Penny.
Yep. Mine is... somewhere semi-public.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. It's good.
Right? Yeah. Mm. Like against a desk or something. Really into that. Against furniture.
Like in someone's office?
Yeah. Or against a wall. Just like where it's like, gotta do this now, gotta do this now. You know what I mean? The urgency. The urgency.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
See, endorsed by Melt. So we've done each other's.
See that really, really creepy expression that I just made.
I just did creepy eyebrow waggle. Mm-hmm. You can't see them under my hair.
It's good.
I know, I'm just like, just a minute. Let's just recall our sexual forays. Okay.
See, once again, we're the opposite because we have done and highly endorsed each other's sexual fantasies.
Thank you. I'm glad. And if you liked it, then obviously I'll like it and vice versa because we're the same person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature... A vampire, an incubus or succubus, obviously succubus, a mermaid, a multi-tentacled Lovecraftian horror, what would you want to be?
You're going to be a vampire, I know that.
You don't know me so well, it's true, I would be. I'm already a vampire, I'm so pale, and my teeth are sharp, look.
I know, I just love pointy canines. Sounds like I'm hitting on you right now, I'm like...
When aren't you hitting on me, really? I think that you should be a mermaid.
A mermaid? Yeah, but then, like, see, I thought about this, but then I was like, but mermaids don't have anything happening below the waist.
That we know of.
Ew, what do you think? What do you think happens?
I don't actually know.
There's no cauldron happening below the waist for mermaids.
Well, then how do they reproduce?
I mean, The Little Mermaid did not teach us this.
Thanks a lot, Disney. Fucking us up for life. Okay, fine. You'd be like a siren calling men to their doom with your beautiful voice. It was a compliment! Don't give me that look! I meant it as a compliment. You'd be doing sweet, sweet little GFE audios, and they'd be...
And then I'd kill them.
Yeah, and then take their gold.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, see? See? I called it.
Yeah.
Okay, you'd be a siren.
Oh,
I was going to say, how many...
I nearly fall off my chair.
How many beers have you had, you bogan?
Huh?
How many beers have you had, you bogan?
Yeah. That was not coffee. yeah, I want to be that. That's
a
good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you want to be a vampire. We all know this.
Obviously. It's a little sad how many people know that I just want to be a vampire. So, Melty, how many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? First, do they have the elegant designs of the Jedi, or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? Or Dooku, I never say his name right.
It's Dooku, isn't it?
Is it Dooku? I always say it Dooku. Anyway, tell us all about your sex toys, Melty.
I think I do have one that does.
Looks like a lightsaber?
Yeah. The color?
Can you bring it out? I'm just kidding.
Took me a turn.
This is going to turn into an F for F.
Oh my god. You need to tag this F for F and then put...
Cauldron stirring. And lightsaber vibrators. Yeah. So you have one that resembles a lightsaber?
Kind of, yeah. Mm,
is it Jedi, Sith, or Count Dooku?
I think it's Jedi.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good
call. I do have one that's curved, though, as well, so...
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, like...
Look. Okay, for the people at home, Melty's just doing a... A kind of crooked Captain Hook thing with her forefinger.
I have something wrong with me. I'm like...
she's just doing a Captain Hook kind of thing and swiping the air. Thank you, Mel. That was very helpful.
I'm excellent at this, aren't I?
Okay, next. All right. If you have a penis... You do not have a penis. But if you had a penis, Mel, have you ever pretended it was a lightsaber and made lightsaber... swooshing noises while waving it around.
Oh my god, no, but...
Oh wait, if you don't have a penis, which we do not, have you ever grabbed somebody else's penis and done the same while pleasuring it? Hey babe, it's a DJ.
No,
audio.
But the next person I am with can look forward to that.
First date. So, I don't know about you, but I'd love to grab your junk and swing it around like a lightsaber. I think that would just be great. Romantic. Weirdly enough, I've done this with somebody else.
Have you actually done this?
Yes. And I made the sound effect!
I'm actually not surprised. All I am is disappointed that I haven't done this.
Do you know what? There's still time. There's still so much time.
You're young.
So many future penises you can act like lightsabers around. But you do have to do the sound. That's pretty good, I think. So yeah, I did do that, so.
I'm now like picturing like when you like undo a man's like pants and then pull them down that you do like when the lightsaber emerges noise.
Okay.
And Mel never had sex again.
Mel went to therapy for 10 years.
Because then if that actually turns the guy on because he's really into Star Wars, I'm like, I don't know if I want to sleep with you now. I'm very into Star Wars. I'm just putting it out there. But...
I was going to say, it would make me want to have sex more with him. Because I love Star Wars. As you can tell, because I talk about it a little too much. Mm. Okay. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin? And was it Harry Potter fan fiction? Mr. Tinkles, you're the best. I'm in love with this.
It's this This actually sounds like it was written by you, this quiz.
No, I'm not this funny. Oh my god. Mr. Tinkles is...
I have had somebody write on me.
Like with a pen?
No.
That was a really creepy smile. Could you please explain? Like with their pee? I don't...
It's really quite revolting and also quite skillful.
I know, it's like, I'm kind of grossed out, but a little impressed if they did that.
You're like, I'm revolted, but please explain.
Pretty much.
No, with lipstick.
You can't just end there. Okay.
It was not Harry Potter fan fiction.
What was it, Mel? I feel like I'm fucking trying to drag this out of you.
It was just some stuff that...
I'm here to ask the hard questions. What did they write on your skin and lipstick?
I get all, like, shy and bashful about something like this. I'm like, no, I'll record myself orgasming and put it on the internet, but don't ask me about that.
Right? Exactly. So just tell the world. What did they write in lipstick?
Huh?
What did they write? Tell us.
They wrote along my hip just some stuff that they wanted to do a little bit later, but they did it in lipstick so that... I went to work with it on.
Oh,
it doesn't really come off.
That's actually super hot. Oh my goodness, I like that. Damn, girl. Yeah. Okay,
and then I was disappointed because I'm like, I feel like this is something I should have done on you. Like, I think it works better if the girl does it on the guy.
No, there's something hot about the guy doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so hot. Props to him for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
What is your... Oh, wait. During their orgasm...
Hang on. Has anyone written you?
Yeah, but, like, when they write stuff on your back with their fingernails?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I've had that, too. I love that.
That is one of my favorite feelings. My favorite is when, like, you write on someone's back and then you try to guess what they spell.
Yes.
That's my favorite game.
So
I love it. To me, that's so, like... boyfriendy, girlfriendy. Do you know what I mean? It's so sweet.
Oh,
so darling.
So cute. And like, I really, really just love having my back tickled.
Yes. We call it back scratching. We don't call it back tickling.
Oh, love it.
But I do love that feeling. Honestly, it's or when someone braids my hair. Oh. That's the best.
You have guys braiding your hair?
I fucking wish. I wish. One guy tried. God bless. But no, I got
to. I do love somebody who just, hair strokey.
Or washing my hair, that happened. That was the best. That's very intimate.
It is very intimate. And also, I had somebody do it to me, and it was not sexy at all. Because I'm like, this is just awkward. And it was kind of like, you know, when you go to the hairdresser and you accidentally get stuck with the apprentice washing your hair, and they're yeah, it was kind of like that. I was like...
And, like, soap gets in your eye, and you're like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to be aroused right now? My eyes are burning.
All I could think was because he was really, like, doing this, and all I could think was, oh, you're making my hair naughty.
Yep. Naughty. I'm sorry, I don't know why I did that. All right, next question. During their orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Or would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? Like, yeah, baby, I'm coming. I can't do dubstep. I'm sorry. Quiet, medium, loud.
Polishing face. I like moaning and groaning and grunts and, like, growls.
But, like...
Why?
Quiet, loud, or medium?
I don't really like really loud.
Yeah.
I feel like when it's really loud, it feels fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, screaming orgasm fake.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, some people do that, but it always... Oh, I'm sorry. I got so animated talking about it. Edit!
please don't edit that out. That's funny.
Okay.
This sounds so prudish. I like a moderate amount of noise.
That's not prudish.
Prudence. What about you? What would like? How would you like your partner to display his pleasure?
Obviously dubstep.
I know, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine?
That would be amazing, yeah.
I would like a moan, followed by... It'd be very exciting.
See, if it sounded like that, I might think he's having some sort of stroke, and...
Oh, that's... Okay, then I'll just go with... I love moans. Oh, moans.
Moans are good, right?
Okay, Melty, what is your favorite position, and is it dragon style? Are you familiar with dragon style? It's when we as women swoop down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If we don't actually breathe fire for some weird reason, we can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face and while going, rah, 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 give me your treasures, human. Give me your treasures, human. This is the best. So I don't know about you, but that's my favorite position. What about you?
Oh my god, I wish somebody could have actually... I wish that this wasn't just voice recording, because that was the funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
Did you like my recreation of it?
Yeah, I mean, clearly girls done that before.
It's pretty much, I'm pretty well versed at dragon-style sex, guys. Don't want to brag, but... Not a big deal, but I'm kind of the queen of dragon-style. What about you?
I don't think I've quite got it down pat like you do.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to be swooped upon and... What was it? Poked with what?
They have to thrust their dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. But we don't breathe fire for some reason, so we can just aggressively blow puffs of air at their face, going, rah, rah, give me your treasures, human. Can I hear yours, please?
What, my...
Your
rah, rah, give me your treasures, human. Why did I do that in a
Canadian accent? Why did you do that in a Canadian accent? That was so good! Holy shit! So yours is also dragon style, then? That's your answer?
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously. 100%. Obviously. What else is there? Like, missionary?
I didn't realize there was another way to do that. Which is why I haven't had sex on a plane, because I can't quite figure out how to discreetly swoop down on someone.
And you can't have fire on an airplane, so obviously dragon style's out.
Well, do you have anything flammable? I mean, yeah.
It's me. I'm going to blow puffs of hot air into my lover's face. Is that a problem for you? Then get off my plane. All right. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in front?
Can you hear that? That's just the shark plane going overhead.
What's a shark plane? What's a shark plane?
Shark plane.
Shark?
Plane,
yeah. Shark? Like Jaws? Shark.
Yeah, da-na-na. Like you know, helicopters and planes that...
Look for sharks?
Like patrol the beaches.
Wait, are they looking for sharks?
Yeah.
I'm totally never fucking coming to your house now.
Why?
Sharks scare me so bad now. They scare me a lot.
Oh my god. Do you know what? I've never, ever, ever worried about sharks when I was in the ocean, except when I took my dog down the beach one day, and there's all these dogs in the ocean, and I was in the ocean with my brother, and all of a sudden, every dog just, like, ran full pelt out of the water. And we were like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, dogs know.
They do know. So you're telling me, even after all that, you got shark planes driving around, and you're like, whatever, come visit me, Penny. It'll be totally great. You won't totally be a shark's meal.
Okay, what you have to do is just make sure there is somebody else further out than you. That's the whole thing.
I love to swim far out. I'm dead. I love swimming further out. I do. I like everyone to fuck off, and I just swim by myself really far out. So we're going to have to lure some chubby children and just throw them a little bit farther. Okay, that's terrible. Don't let me babysit your children. Okay. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions in which the other person can only come if you reach a value less than 50%? But you use fractions like 670 over 1,337, which equals, what the fuck? Why is math coming into this? Which equals 51.08% just to troll them? Ew. No. Okay, would you? I can't do fractions very well. That one fucked me up.
I don't even understand the question properly. So.
To me, math has no part in sex. It's offensive, actually. I'm offended. Moving on to the next question, because that's just awful. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to the penis, assuming a penis is involved, as the Tower of Barad-dûr? Bonus points for referring to the slit as the Eye of Sauron.
Ooh, ew, that's another word I don't like, slit. Ugh.
Slit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. As soon as I said it, I regretted it.
I like the word moist. Ugh.
I like that when you're talking about cake, but that's about it. I'm just saying, like, I like a moist cake. Like, I'm not trying to be disgusting.
That is
like,
not a euphemism for anything.
No,
else.
I like moist baked goods.
Penny doesn't like a dry cake.
I don't like a dry cake, ladies and gents. Cupcakes. I don't know. Fuck all the cakes. All the cakes. Muffins. Giving them in moist. I got to stop saying this. Going on. Moving on. So, would you do... Okay, first question. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay?
I'm not really a Lord of the Rings fan.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know.
I would. I'd dress up as an elf easy. Lift
Tyler. Oh, yeah. You'd totally dress up. Oh, my God. You could do it, too. You've got the hair.
Liv Tyler? She ain't got nothing on me.
Yes, you've got the hair. Damn it, see? I needed your hair when I went as what's the name.
Deal.
I mean, if somebody wanted me to, yeah. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Would you learn
how
Elvish?
About you?
Fuck yeah, I love dressing up in
of
general.
Of course. I mean, if I... Okay. Like, come on, who doesn't want to bang Orlando Bloom when
I
he
don't.
Was little?
I
come
don't.
On!
He's too feminine. He's too feminine in it. No, I like men to look like men.
I think he's so much better with, like, long blonde hair and pointy ears.
I mean, him in general, yeah. Like, that's a look that Orlando should probably rock at all times, but...
Yeah.
No, I could not be less attracted to him. Especially in that movie. I can't do men that look like... If a man is prettier than me, I'm too self-conscious. I can't handle that.
Oh, it's really annoying, isn't it?
Ah, he's so feminine. Yeah. He's so beautiful. I'd be like, ugh. And, like, it's just not my thing. You know me. Probably go for Gimli. Just kidding. Aragorn, obviously. Aragorn.
Aragorn. I was going to say, come on. You are 100% Aragorn.
Yeah, it's true. Have you ever listened to sexy audios while trading on the stock market? And if so, during the climax portion of the audio, did you show, call me the Narwhal of Nars Wall Street, baby?
Oh my god, how did Mr. Tinkles know? That's like exactly how I listen to audios.
It's
I mean,
a
isn't that
eerie.
How you listen to audios?
I do it when I'm day trading, yeah. I mean, what else is there? I mean, that and when I'm doing like my legal aid stuff, like helping people out.
Yeah.
But.
I actually, I like to keep, I don't really do it when the Australian, you know, stockbroking hours, I should know this, I used to work in a stockbroking firm, that was like
Did
my
you
first
really?
Job, I should know this stuff. Just throw out, you know, random stockbroking expressions like NASDAQ and...
There you go!
Yeah.
So when you were working NASDAQ, you did that?
Yeah.
Obviously, obviously.
I mean, yeah.
If you...
What am I supposed to yell out?
Well, here, let's hear it. Call me the Narwhal of Wall Street, baby. Go ahead.
Narwhal of Wall Street, baby. I don't know why I do it every time. And that was really creepy. I leaned in really close to...
You did. And you made uncomfortably intense eye contact with me. Moving on.
Aggressively...
I was gonna say, guys, I'm starting to feel some stranger danger. I think Melt wants me to be her girlfriend. Alright, Melt, on to something also sexual. Good, oh good. If you have just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you? Or would you insist that your extremely sensitive sexy bits are now a keep-away zone?
What? That's not a funny question. That's just a legitimate question, right?
Yeah.
There has been times where I'm like, dude, stop. Because, you know.
Friction.
Sometimes you have to stop.
Okay. And what are your feelings on Marathon
Cunnilingus.
Thanks. I don't. Jesus. This is depressing. Cunnilingus.
That's another word I hate. Cunnilingus. It's revolting. It's clinical.
I always thought it was kind of pretty until I knew what it was. Like, I heard that word.
Name, your firstborn, cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus for your top bod. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's going down. I'm going to be like those people that name their kid Hitler. Nope.
People that name their kid what?
Hitler.
I didn't think people were allowed to do that.
They weren't. They got taken to court.
I think that I 100% agree with that. There's some bad names out there.
Well, like, why saddle your kid with your beliefs like that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I once met a guy, and his surname was Mycock. And his first name...
No.
Now, he has the option to go with several other nicknames of this name, but his name was William, and he went with Billy. Wouldn't you be Bill or Will, not Willie Mycock?
Willie Mycock?
Hmm.
I hope he's not listening.
I'm sorry, Mycock.
Willie's like, I thought this was a safe space, and now I'm just being mocked.
GWA does not allow kink shaming, but name shaming, absolutely.
Obviously. All right. So what are your feelings on Marathon Cunnilingus? Virtually like when they pledge you orally, like again and again and again, virtually nonstop over the course of several hours.
Mm-mm-mm.
What?
No.
Why?
Nah. After a while, I'm like, I want other things.
Well, it's not saying you can't have other things. You just get a marathon this.
I reckon after like an hour, I'm like, I'm done with that. Let's do something else and then go back to that.
I actually agree with that. That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What is your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving? Sleep. Eat ice cream. Discuss why Harry Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. Harry and Ginny is a terrible pairing. Ginny is the worst. Yeah. Go on.
I hate Ginny.
I actually think Ron and Hermione are a worse pairing.
Really?
I think them being together made no fucking sense. She should have been with Harry.
Yes. But Ron, I love Ron.
Ew, I hate Ron. Annoying little...
Oh my god.
Annoying little ginger. I can't handle him.
Oh. See, I was like all about the twins.
The brothers?
Yeah, they're my favorite. Like, I would rather Harry died.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is where our friendship ends, isn't it? I actually had to put the book down when I was reading it.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Snape was like, my favorite. I was sad with Snape. He was my favorite.
I was sad with Snape, but no, my best friend, she was a little bit ahead of me in the book when we were reading it, and she texts and she's like, I've had to put the book down, and I was like, does one of the twins die? And she was like, no, I'm not going to do any spoilers. I was like, tell me, does one of the twins die?
R.I.P. Pretty depressing.
It was horrible. It was the worst.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do after getting some lovin'? Obviously not discuss Harry Potter, because you get too angry. Do you like to sleep? Eat ice cream?
I kind of get really wired afterwards for a little while. So do you before like I get sleepy.
So do you like to go for a run or something? I don't know. Wired? Why not? Sure.
Yeah. I've done that. I have done that.
That's insane. Go on.
What's my favorite thing to do? I don't know. You tell me yours and it's probably mine.
No.
Drink some water, usually.
I was just going to say drink water, fuck off. Okay, now it's just a little scary, if I'm honest. I was going to say, I drink a glass of water, I have a shower, and then I go to bed.
You have a shower?
Oh, every time.
Really?
Every time.
I'm lazy.
No, that's a lot of people don't. A lot of people look at me like I'm a weirdo, but no, I like it.
I do usually like to have a shower. Okay, do you have a shower before you go to bed?
Yeah. Or a bath.
Me too. And I find people who don't, I'm like, why would you want to get into my lovely, nice, clean sheets with like
filthy, filthy feet?
15 hours of grossness on you.
I couldn't understand you more. I get it.
Yeah.
And like my beautiful white crisp sheets.
Same, because I only have white sheets.
Me too. And so I'm like, ew, someone's dirty feet? No! Shower first. Can't handle that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, I have a drink of water, I have a shower, I wash my hair, and I go to bed.
You wash your hair as well?
Yeah, depends how, I don't know. I don't want to say anymore. It sounds creepy. But yeah, sometimes.
No, say it.
Well,
say
it just depends how vigorous the time was.
So you're talking sweat, right?
Yeah. Oh, ew, yeah.
I was actually thinking if they, like, really got up there and it was all, you know, like, knotty and stuff.
Okay, you ready for the... it's our final question. You
no!
Ready? I know. Are you ready for this?
Except for the bonus question, which I've still not thought of. I'll think of it.
I hope you think of a good one, though. All right, final question.
I've got a lot. I just can't actually say them.
That's true. I have a lot of filthy ones. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? Are you familiar with the term Rickroll?
Yes.
If you do believe it's acceptable... Okay, wait. Okay, let's answer first question. Do you think it's ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex?
I totally want to do that now.
Okay, right?
Like, the next person I sleep with is so lucky because there's going to be some lightsaber action yep. and some rickrolling, as well as some beatboxing. It's going to be epic. And then you just go into
the... Alright, if you do believe it's acceptable, which you've established you do, as do I, when is the best time to do it to someone? During their orgasm, foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you?
I feel like it would be more acceptable when you're pleasuring them.
Like
the lyrics work better that way.
Like they think that they're getting a blowjob and then you're like, kidding! Never gonna give you up! Never gonna let you down! And then they're like, I don't want to date you anymore. And then you cry and you go stay over at your mom's and start contemplating your life.
I would not be able to do it while I am being pleasured because I can't even talk, let alone try and sing.
Ditto.
Fuck, that would be so funny, though. Busting that out would be hilarious.
I would definitely do it during their orgasm, because I'm a really bad person.
You would Rickroll somebody's orgasm.
I would Rickroll someone's orgasm, like, without hesitation, as I'm reading this list, I'm like... Who wouldn't? Who's going to pick anything else?
Absolutely. Oh. I mean, especially because, see, we have the upper hand here because we're women. So hopefully in an ideal world, we've already come.
Exactly.
So we're like, well, I'm taken care of.
Exactly. Exactly. So then, of course, I'm going to Rickroll. And then they're going to be like, what's wrong with you? I'll be like, the door's that way. Thank you. Because I'm a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
You're doing
I'm doing the dance. The dance. Sexy panty dance.
Sexy penny dance kind of looks a little bit like the hula, everyone.
It looks like the hula, but, like, wavier.
Mm. It's more exuberant.
Yeah. Isn't everything when it's penny, though?
True. Look at you with your little cheek.
No! No! We're bordering on...
What? You have the most cute... You have the cutest little cheek.
You know how I feel about the C word. You know that.
I know. It's true. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I love them. I just want to go...
Don't! No!
No. You just moved. So on the screen, I was trying to do that on your cheeks.
And I'm like, no! Don't want
it! Ended up on boobs.
Yeah, that sounds about right, pervert. Yeah, I'm sure it was an accident.
Dear God, I need to stop hitting on you. It's getting awkward.
It's really good for my self-esteem. It's great for my self-esteem.
Oh, that's another thing. Just a little tidbit for the tidbit.
It's a little timbit. For the Canadians listening. I'm
no,
so funny.
For the men listening, it's never a turn on when guys like just kind of grab food. You know when guys actually like honka honka honka? Not a
turn. No one's ever done that for real.
Nobody has done that to me. I was just like, mm-mm.
No, but they were joking. Like it was a bar. It was a joke. It had to be a joke.
I'm pretty sure they think that was leading somewhere.
Fuck off.
You know where it's leading? The door.
Honka honka?
Yeah. I actually think that the
did they do noise did they say
honking it was like
no like a clown. What? That's actually genuinely upsetting.
Still not the worst thing to ever happen to me.
I know you have so many bad ones. I'm going to set you up. I'm good at setting people up. I'll be good. I'll set you up with a gooder.
Crush dust? Working, man.
Crush dust. All right, bonus question time.
Okay.
So my question for you is, who do you nominate as the next person to answer this questionnaire? Let it be a good one. Who should be on episode number 3 of... Friends!
Hey, I didn't get a cool name at the start like you gave Rex. I know you didn't say really.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think... You know
what? Wow.
I'm so sorry.
He's going to be sitting over there in merry old England being like, huh, told ya.
Oh
Can
my
I slip down to number 3?
No!
I mean, all know that Sparkle is number 1. That's the way the world works, and God love it. So she should be. She's on this little pedestal.
She is. Love my Sparkle.
But I will fight that Irish bastard.
Okay, no, do you know what? You're so right. And I was actually practicing one for you in the car earlier today. Because I wanted it to be like something beachy and fun and something like one of your many
My name is already a song, so...
Well, I don't know the song, though, entirely.
Ooh.
So, okay, this was it. You ready? Melt my happiness. That was it. Melt my happiness. It's pretty good. Don't look at me like that. It's pretty good.
It's cute.
I'm sorry that I didn't include
it. Yeah, it's really whiny. It's cute.
It's cute, Penny, I promise. Yeah. I love it. Well, okay, what, would you like it something else? So far we have Penny for your top bod. Rex Ryder, melt my happiness. You're so cool.
Like the really bad, like, country music cousin. Like,
what? I thought it was, like, a sexy one.
No, because, like, you've got, like, the Ninja Turtles.
True.
Rex has Transformers. And I've got, I don't know, some weird banjo thing.
Okay,
Come on.
Okay, we'll do
something good.
Okay, we'll think Care Bear Countdown. Care Bear Countdown. Melt my happiness. Better? I don't know what you want from me. Okay, so
say that to you.
Yeah. So okay, you don't. Do you like your name or what?
Nominating.
Oh yeah, who are you nominating?
Who I nominate?
Pick someone who you think would be fun.
Fun.
Someone. I don't know.
Well, Sparkle is too busy because she, you know, has a life.
I know. What is that? Thanks, Sparkle. Having a life.
I know. Unbelievable.
I don't
She's
get
like
it.
Too busy just being awesome.
I know. She's so smart.
We're both like,
Sparkle.
Who do I nominate? Somebody that's fun. Everyone's well.
Well, I should say maybe someone who is funny.
I kind of want to nominate somebody because he would hate it.
Oh. Well, okay. I don't know if he'll be a real fun person to interview, but sure. If they
I think it would be very fun because it would be hilarious.
Okay. Ooh, now you got me intrigued.
Hmm.
Do I get a hint?
I don't know if he'll do it, though. That's the only thing. I don't think he has the balls.
Oh! Now I'm very intrigued. Let me... Okay, give me a hint who it is.
You give him a lot of grief. It's hilarious.
He won't do it. I know exactly who Doug. Guaranteed he won't do it.
He also has a name that would be very difficult to put to any sort of
I don't actually know how to say it properly.
I always sound like I have a lisp when I say it. Okay, so I was going to nominate Tess Fasula, but he will not do it. Ever.
No. Wait, how do you say it?
Tess Fasula?
Tess.
How do you say it?
Okay. The only way I can say it, okay, because, like, the first time I read it, I was like, what the fuck is that name? So then when he did an interview for himself or questionnaire, and I was like, oh, wait, that's how he says it? But I can only say it how he says it in his questionnaires, if that makes sense.
Okay, do it.
You are listening to Tess Fasula. That's the only way I can say his name. And if he's listening to this, he's like, please fucking kill me now. Penny, I don't want to be on your questionnaire.
It feels like, oh, what was that thing? Oh, God. What was that? I know it was on Sesame Street, but it was a mock. This is going somewhere really weird, isn't it? It was obviously like, what was it? Something theater.
Theatre. What? Theatre.
Not monster theatre, but you know when he's like sitting in like a library?
Masterpiece theatre.
Yes, but they called it Monsterpiece Theatre on Sesame Street, which is how I learned about it.
Oh my god, do you not know Masterpiece Theatre?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. It's like, Jesus.
Now, we didn't get that in Australia, mate.
You bogan.
We barely got traffic lights down here, alright?
You bogan. You don't even have Masterpiece Theatre, you got Monsterpiece Theatre.
Sound so dumb right now. So But I was thinking of
it. Why didn't you just say Masterpiece Theater? Why did you say Monsterpiece Theater? Because Masterpiece Theater has the old British guy going, "Welcome to Masterpiece Theater." Now you let everyone know that you watch Sesame Street and you're a grown woman. Oh my word.
Fun fact, not the first. This is so weird. What's the first Sesame Street reference I've made this week?
Okay, what's your final question for me?
Oh, I forgot to think of one.
You don't actually have to have one. Mine was a good one to end on.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you for being on Penny for Your Top Bods. Friends!